instead of trying to understand this as some kind of effect of past karma, think of it as a teleological effort by your liberated self to motivate you to kill the ego, because the pain is located in the ego, not in the body even. It's referred pain, it's projected into the body, but the pain always comes from the manomaya kosha. It's always a mental belief in a certain concept of reality, of yourself, of the past, that creates anguish and pain that is too unbearable to fully recognize within one's consciousness, and so it has to be projected into the body and somatized so that one actually feels some relief. Because if it's fully in the mental body and it's unbearable, it could literally drive someone mad or into such a state of despair that they'd be suicidal or homicidal or in some other mode of emotional out-of-controlness that their ability to live would be in danger. So this is always a mode of trying to limit and distribute the pain through a number of different sheaths rather than to have it all located and have to be consciously encountered in the manomaya kosha. But as soon as you recognize that none of those koshas pertain to you, and that the teleological cause of this effect in the body being to awaken you to the fact that you're not a bodily being, you were never born, you have no past karma, you are actually the Supreme Self. If you will take that really seriously, really seriously, I will promise that the pain and the suffering over the pain will be relieved and may be entirely released, or at least be so out of your attention that it doesn't cause any disturbance and your consciousness can remain in peace and freedom. And all of the healing capacities of the pranic body, the mental, the vijnanamaya kosha, and the energy of soul and pure spirit will be able to be fully applied to the healing of the symptom in the physical organism. So rather than try to parse out what in the past might still be a problem I'm working with, that's only a valid paradigm from within the chronos level of the ego. But it has no relevance once you're in kairos time and you reach the ion at the center of your being. And then from there, you send the grace of Shakti to heal the body. Okay, so that's what I think is what you're being called to recognize in full now, to free yourself not only from this pain, but from the underlying pain that has caused the need for this, which was the identification with the body and with the situation and the karma and the projections of others on you that are still operating internally within the subconscious of the ego, that are all participating in creating the agony that is being expressed through the particular symptom. But the agony is one that has to do with your own separation from the God Self, not with anything on the phenomenal plane. And that's where the potential of healing quickly and completely will really derive from.
So Would you take the pain as a door to liberation, and let's say recommend to endure it instead of going to a doctor or take painkillers or stuff like that?
Well, you do what you need to do, okay? So I'm not, there may be times when painkillers, as long as you are in that, may be of use, and doctors may be of use for limited purposes. I think in most cases they are of very little use, frankly, but you know, you shouldn't make it a rule about anything. The real question is, who are you? And when you recognize that you're the soul, the referred pain in the body will no longer affect you directly, because the virtual reality level of your being is not subject to pain or suffering. And you'll be aware of it in the body, but because you're no longer identified, it won't be your pain. You'll feel compassion for the body that may be in pain, but you will not feel that as your own, and you'll recognize that God's power flows through you and can heal that pain, because it does come from a spiritual separation from your true nature that now can be healed through the grace of your recognition of the God self as your own true I. And in that state, when the mind has been silenced and all of its objections, oh, that's not possible, it can't be true, but look, what about this, what about that, I need to see a doctor, all those things that the mind will try to cause you to not be able to reach, when you have silenced that, you will see that in the stillness of eternal presence, the pain can be completely released forever, and you can remain liberated in your true nature, and your life will be divinized. And that's the purpose of this symptom in your life now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Blessings.